Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joined now by Tim Mulqueen, who is the new coach of the new soccer team in Memphis, the United Soccer League team in Memphis, and he's going to tell us the name right now. Tim, how are you?
You want me to get fired before I even work my first full day, huh?
Tim, this
I can't tell you the name right now, but tune in on, you know, come to the match on September 1st, and you'll get to see not only our team name, but our logo and our crest, and we're really excited. So we hope everybody will come out to that really special event and kick off what we hope will be a tremendous part of Memphis and the city. But I can't give it to you right now, Jeff. I hope you understand.
I don't understand, honestly. I'll be honest. I do not understand. You let me just be clear. You know the name of this team, and you know the logo. Is that right?
I would say yes, that is correct.
Aha! Just tell us. Shh.
Jeff, you must have a much longer contract than I have, pal. So I'm going to have to sit on that one.
All right. Well, no, I understand. You don't want to screw it up in your second day on the job.
Correct.
Talking to Tim Mulqueen, and I gather that you partly became interested in this gig because of the Memphian himself, Tim Howard, U.S. men's national team goaltender Tim Howard, who lives in Memphis. How did that come to pass?
Well, Tim and I have a long history together as a player, him as a player, me as a coach. So we've been together for about 28 years in different capacities of our coaching and playing careers. And when he came to Memphis and became a part of the organization, you know, we would have regular conversations about soccer, and it would always end up about Memphis. And I hadn't seen that kind of enthusiasm out of Tim about a city or a project in a long time. So the more we talked about it, the more it made me really interested in it. And it got to the point where I wanted to reach out to Andrew Bell, our general manager, Craig Unger, our president, and speak to Tim and you know, pursue an opportunity to work for the club because he had so much passion, and it really sold me on the city. And then when I got here for my interview process and spent some time here, you know, it was everything he said it was and more. So it was those initial conversations and his passion and enthusiasm for the city that really sold me on it.
You were a goaltender yourself, as goalkeeper yourself, is that right? Although not quite of the dimensions of Tim. I gather that Tim is a larger Tim is a larger man than you.
Yeah, he's much larger. I was fortunate enough to play in an era where you didn't have to be that large to play. So I did play, and I got to play. Played in college, obviously, at a Division I level. I played in the professional leagues before Major League Soccer. I did have a playing career as well, so that was fun. But, you know, I'm glad now I'm in the coaching world.
So what's the strategy as you begin to put together this team? And what will be the timing of actually assembling the players on this team?
Well, I mean, we're in a very competitive league with a lot of new teams coming in. So there's a lot of moving parts that we need to get done with, because a lot of players are going to be snapped up by a lot of teams. So we've been working already on identifying players, players that we think will fit the style of play that we want to have, the city of Memphis. We want to be an aggressive team. We want to be a hardworking team. We want to be a smart team. So we've identified players that check those boxes. And I think what you have to do is build the team down the middle. So you look for a goalkeeper, you look for a center defender, you look for a midfielder, you look for a playmaker and a goal scorer. And once you get those pieces in line, then you look for the ancillary parts. But you have to have a strong, what we call, spine of the team. The middle team makes sense, right? So we look for that first. And those will be the players that we are going to try to bring in right away. But we also will sign some players that will be secondary to that, just to make sure that we have the right players in the mix.
Is it a Is it a free-for-all? Go out, find players, or is there an expansion draft? You have to forgive me. I literally don't know how the procedures by which this team is going to be stocked. Practically,
right.
how does it happen?
Fair question. So let me fill you in. So in our league, it's very much like most professional leagues, except that there is no expansion draft. So we are charged with going out and using our connections, our own scouting, and getting out and finding players and, you know, meeting and talking with agents who represent players that we like. So it's really a very comprehensive and long process because we don't have the benefit of an expansion draft that teams will have to make players available to us. We actually have to go out and select and find these players on our own and bring them in.
It's bird dogging. It really is getting out there and finding your own. It's a free for all. It sounds like.
Yeah, it is. And you know what, you know, hopefully, you know, I've been in this 30 years as a coach at all different levels. So you use your connections that you have, people that you trust to help you identify players so that you're not wasting time in areas and on guys that you know don't fit the quality of play that you need in the USL. The USL is a really high professional level of soccer in this country. So we have to make sure that we find the right players. So you can't, and you don't have the time with the competition, you know, to look at these players. You don't have the time to make mistakes. So, you know, we've been very aggressive in our pursuit of identifying players that we want. And hopefully, you know, we'll be starting to sign players in the very near future.
How many international players can you have?
Right now, the league is going to come out with how many we want to have, how many they want to have. Traditionally, it's between 5 and 7. So we'll operate under that guideline until we're told otherwise by the USL.
Okay. We're talking to Tim McQueen. He is the new coach of the Memphis USL team. At the end of this interview, he's going to tell us the name of the team and the at the end of his brief career,
yeah,
he's going to
exactly.
Tell us the name of the team and the logo of the team. It's nice that there's so much interest in it, honestly. And it how does for you people keep saying that AutoZone Park is going to set up very well for soccer. What's your sense of what the environment will be like and how well it actually will set up for soccer?
Well, first of all, the environment I'm very excited for. You know, Memphis is a soccer town, and I think, you know, people understand that and recognize that. You know, you had the history of the NASL, you had the MISL here, so it has a great tradition, has a great youth programs. You have Division I soccer in here in town, so and plus other collegiate teams. So it is a very much soccer town. So I expect the atmosphere to be at the games to be really ruckus and really intimidating for the opponent, and a true soccer environment with singing and cheering and you know all that goes with the soccer fan experience. And as far as the layout of the field, it's really great. You know, I come from the MLS where we play at Yankee Stadium. When we play New York FC, and the layout there is dreadful. The fans are too far away. The sight lines are poor. AutoZone Park sets up perfectly for a great fan environment where they can be on top of the game. And it's good for the players because the sight lines are very good, and you can actually see straight lines. Yankee Stadium, it's crooked. You look at one goal, and it's off-center to the other goal. It's crazy. So AutoZone Park is way ahead of the curve on that. It will set up wonderfully for the game and for the fans.
How hard will it be to be competitive as an expansion team first year right out of the gates?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, we'll have our challenges for sure because we are an expansion team and we're looking to add players, and that's going to take some time to gel. But I think we're in a position where we have a bit of a head start right now because we, you know, we don't go into camp until February 1st. The season doesn't start till March. So we are very ambitious in the fact that we want to compete. You know, we want to give ourselves the best chance to try to get into the postseason. And we're going to work every day with that being our goal. And that's going to be a process. It's going to be day to day. And the players coming in know that that's the expectation that, you know, we are going to be in every match. We're going to be competitive. And we want to break in and get into those playoffs. And then once you're in the dance, anything can happen. So, you know, that will be the goal. You know, we'll take little steps, which is making sure that our home field is a fortress, you know, that people come here and they don't leave with any points and they leave here with a sour taste in their mouth from the game. I hope they enjoy the city while they're here, but not their 90 minutes of play. So we're going to be ambitious, and we're going to go after it right from the start.
And 9:01 will be a fun day. That is when the you will, in fact, be unveiling the name and the logo and everything else in this and the exhibition game, which should be a lot of fun for the city and I imagine a lot of fun for you.
Yeah, it'll be great. I mean, I know, obviously, with my relationship with Tim, and I know several of the other players on Colorado, and, you know, just bringing that quality of teams in to see for Memphis fans to see will be fantastic. The environment will be great. Tim's a great ambassador for the game, so that will be fun to see as well, to have him here. So it will be a wonderful night. I encourage all the fans out there who are listening to get their tickets at usl2memphis.com. It will be a great way to kick off the franchise and get, you know, early merchandise as well, you know, with our logo and with the team name. So you don't want to miss this one.
Tim, you're awfully nice to join us. Welcome to Memphis. I'm a former Yankee myself, and I can tell you the living is good down here. So enjoy the city, and we'll see you soon.
Well, I appreciate that. I look forward to having you out at a game as my guest, and we certainly, hopefully, we can talk more often.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jeff. Bye-bye.
That is Tim Malquin.